Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba mbuulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwagaliza omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Move on, wish them light of the word of God.
Gumulisize okutuuka mu bulamu obutaggwaawo.
To enlighten them to reaching eternal life.
Ne mu bulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And in all goodness of the Lord.
Kubanga tukimanyi,
because we know it,
mu Zaburi 119
in the Psalms 119 verses 105,
ekigambo kya Katonda musana,
the word of God is a light,
era tabaze tumulisiza mu lugendo lwaffe,
it's a lamp unto our path,
era mwongere sura eri omukaaga,
and then the Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23,
ekiragiro,
the command
tabaza
is a lamp,
neteeka,
and the law
musana
is a light,
ogutumulisiza,
it enlightens us.
So tugenda kuba tubongera ofuna musana gw'ekigambo.
So we are going to move on, get light of the word of God. Revealeth all, even those which were not revealed. To fulfill the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okutuukiriza ekisuubizo kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
To fulfill the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ekiri mu Luka esuula eri ey'omunaana.
Which is in Luke the chapter 8.
Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Verses 16.
Okuyingira ddala olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Entering 17. Everything which wasn't revealed, and that which wasn't known,
it's
to be brought in its light to be known. The light of the word of God. Praise Jesus much. So we move on, glorify God the Father through His word, our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Holy Spirit, He who has helped us up to today, and He moves on, remind us the word of God, and to teach it to us. As is written in the John chapter 14, verses 26, He spoke, when the Spirit will come, He will remind us all, and He will teach us all. So even this time, we move on, welcome the Holy Spirit, and be given the first place in our hearts, in our minds, and in our inner man, that He moves on, fill us light of the word of God. Praise Jesus
much.
By name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
for Bible,
and the Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. We move on, give you light of the word of God. Praise Jesus much. We move on, reach you light of the word of God in the fifth part. Portion B. Portion D of God's plan. Of fighting against Satan's devices that is coming for the whole world from the year 2019 to reach the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. We have a reason why we set to reach the year 2022, because Satan will never do new devices again. They end the year 2022, that God will move with revival in the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much. That's why we move on with the three things which happened there 2019. The three mysterious things which happened there 2019, and to make great changes in this world, to
preach
in the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And after seeing the first, why the coronavirus was called COVID-19 virus. virus.
Yet
it was activated in the year 2020. We know many things. And after, we saw the second thing which happened. And we see why in the year 2019, God commanded the evangelist Benny Hinn to repent for preaching the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles. And he told him to go back to the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That we got explained of well. And we want to move on with the third.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we still see in this fifth part, portion D, we still move on to see why in the year 2019 God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to take them back to be known as they were, as they should be, and as they will be all generations, and to basically spread the world in the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we've seen many things. And we came so the meaning of the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things. And we understood it's the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled and the great working. So today we want to move on as we see the working of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God in the single,
double, triple portion,
and the triple portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes, we want to look at most. We are going to briefly pass through it. The working of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God.
Single portion.
In the single portion.
Double portion.
Double portion.
In the triple portion.
In the triple portion.
I'm
going to summarize for you here what and how it can be.
Yes,
praise Jesus
smart.
We last understood according to Revelations chapter
4,
verses 5, and the Holy Spirit in his fullness appears in tongues of fire, seven of them, to make up the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Let it read as we hear. Revelations chapter 4, verses 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we've come getting explained the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appears in seven tongues of fire to make up seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. So in that word,
still
we discovered the names of those seven spirits according to Isaiah chapter
11
and the verse
2.
We have on the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of mighty, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear of the Lord. As written in Isaiah 11 in the verse 2. Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
those are the name of the seven spirits of God. Say there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to give you a summary and brief of it. The working of Holy Spirit in its fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. In single.
Double.
And to look a little in the triple portion. How can he there work? Then you will begin to welcome him.
On the date
of second, in the month of May, the year 2021,
we start
moving and working in Uganda. Then year 2022 will come rich to us. When he moves on heaven to the whole world. With works of revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. To be known the way they were. The way they should be. And the way they will be all generations. Praise Jesus
Christ.
So as we began to see Spirit of the Lord, how he can work in the single, in double, even to look a little in the triple portion. We want to first see in the brief how he can work. In the single portion, he can work when he reveals those of the Father, for what of the Father is of the Christ, and he reveals them to us all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because
the
Bible speaks of him. In the First Corinthians chapter 2, starting from verse 9 to reaching the verse 10, and he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bwe litalabangako,
but as it is written, eye has not seen,
no ear
has heard, neither it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What's
never entered in your heart, your ears have never heard them. Even your eyes have never seen them. God prepared them for those who love him. But what he did, still his Holy Spirit is the one to reveal them to us. So in single portion, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in the verse 10, the Spirit has to reveal all, even the deep things, those of God. Let's read, we see. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verses 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even Paul, the things of God, knows no man but the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
All
those which never entered in hearts of men, what your ears have never heard,
even
what your eyes have never seen,
they're
what God prepared for those who love Him. The one who can reveal them to us is one called Spirit of the Lord, among the seven spirits of God. For He has told us that the Spirit of God reveals even the unknown, deep things. Those you cannot seek even know in your thoughts.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. And he goes search all of them, right from planet Earth to passing through all the heavens, even the third heaven, to reaching above the heavens at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth, even the everlasting. And he searches for all of them. And he reveals them to us with an intention of glorifying God, God the Father, and His Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, according to those in John, John chapter 16, starting from verse 12 up to verse 4. Up to verse 15.
John chapter 16
from verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse
13.
But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you in all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that He shall speak. And He will show you things to come.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That the Spirit of the Lord moving in a portion which is not filled. Our Lord Jesus
said,
He said, I had many things to tell you, but you have no space to put them. But when the Spirit of God will come in His fullness, in the single portion of His fullness, He will reveal to you all things. He will guide you in all truth, the truth of the Word of God. With intention, verse 14 and 15 explains it. Let's read in the John we hear. John chapter 16, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord
is
revealing all that's never entered in our hearts, those we've never heard in our ears, and those we've never seen with our eyes. The intention of all
is
to glorify God the Father and God the Word, who is known as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There then is still in the single portion of His fullness. And that's why you are told that prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what had come from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Because they had nothing to speak that they knew as them, even if the angel. But all are led by the Spirit of God, who knows the things of God. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, in the 21, he says like this.
Petero ekyokubiri esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obwannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kyabunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu.
For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man.
Naye abantu bayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'olaba ekitabo Bayibuli kyonna,
you'll see the entire book, the Bible.
Ekitabo kya Mukama ekitukuvu.
The Holy Book of the Lord.
Ebiwandikiddwamu.
All that written in this.
Obanga byaleetwa ba malayika eri abaweereza ba Mukama.
Brought by angels to the servants of God.
Baakulembera omwoyo mutukuvu.
They were led by the Holy Spirit.
Obanga omwoyo mutukuvu yajja direct.
Whether the Holy Spirit came direct.
Naisa mbwe ebyawandikibwa.
And he passed through them the scriptures.
Tebaayogeranga bye baayagalanga.
They did not speak what they wanted.
Ensonga lwaki tebinnyonnyolwa era bantu.
That's why they are not explained by men.
Era ateekwa kufukako omwoyo omutukuvu.
And he must pour upon you his Holy Spirit. In that level,
kale isukirwake ya single portion,
level of the single portion,
na kubikulira byonna.
And he reveals to you all,
kubanga yatusubiza mu ngeri suli soka,
because he promised us in the Proverbs 1
urwabiri mwesa 2
verse 23,
ditwene tukirizo kunenya kwe,
that we accept his rebuke,
atuiwe kwa moyo mutukufu,
pour his Holy Spirit on us,
atuitogere ibigambo,
draw us to understand his words.
Katusometu ulire,
let's read we here.
Engero esule soka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Muchoko ruo kunenya kwange.
Can you at my reproof?
Laba. Nafukanga omwoyo gwange gye muli.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Anaba manyisanga ebigambo byange.
I will make you known my words. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Atufukako omwoyo omutukuvu.
He pours on us his Holy Spirit.
Natumanyisa ebigambo bye.
And he makes us know his words.
Kubanga ebigambo byonna Mukama byali yeetaaga okwogera.
Because all words that God needed to speak.
Omwoyo mukubikunganya bikunganya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
The Spirit in gathering them, he gathered them in the book of the Lord.
Era bw'obaamu omwoyo wa Mukama mu single portion.
If you hold in you the Spirit of the Lord in a single portion.
Obanga ali kujjula obanga ajjudde.
Whether it's being filled up or already filled up.
Kyonna ky'olina otugamba kiba ku byawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
All you have to tell us cometh from the Holy Scriptures.
Tusobola okulaba oba nga olina mu posoni y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
We can see whether you have in you the portion of the Holy Spirit.
Mu single portion y'obujjuvu bwe.
In the single portion of his fullness.
Oyinza okuba olina mu ka half.
You must may perhaps have half in you.
Naye olina kusimba mu kigambo kya Katonda
amakanda. But you have to plant emphasis in the word of God.
Kubanga ayogera butereevu wali Isaiah 3:16.
We speak straight in the Isaiah 34:16.
Nagama ndi bigambo byonne bya Mukama bya omwoyo mutukuvu yabikunganya.
All words of the Lord,
kitabo kya Mukama.
Holy Spirit gathered them in the book of the Lord.
Katusometu bulire.
Let's read we here.
Isaiah sura ya 3:4 n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read.
Tekulibula tekulibulwa kinnaakyo.
None of them that shall lack its mates.
Kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde.
For my mouth has commanded it.
N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
And his spirit has gathered them.
Olunyola 17.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Akamwa ka Mukama bwe kayogeranga.
When the mouth of the Lord spoke.
Ye Katonda Kitaffe.
That is God the Father.
Wamu n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
With his word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Omwoyo wa Mukama ng'akunganya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord gathered in the book of the Lord,
ekiri muguru,
which is in heaven,
erechajibwamu kopi ekiteriddwa ku nsi,
out of which got a copy brought on this world,
ekitabo kya Mukama ekitukuvu,
the Holy Book of the Lord,
ekimanyiddwanga Bible ekitukuvu,
which is known as the Holy Bible.
So mbufunze,
so in the brief,
bwoba otandika okujjula single portion y'omwoyo omutukuvu,
when you began to feel single portion of Holy Spirit,
fe tutandikirawo okulaba,
we straight begin to see you,
era bw'aba ajjudde tutegeera,
and when it's filled in you we understand that,
kubanga tasukka kigambo kyasukka kigambo kya Katonda,
it does not exceed the word of God,
tasukka byawandiikibwa,
does not go beyond the scriptures,
n'ekigenderwa kye,
and his intention,
nga kyakugulumiza Katonda Kitaffe,
to glorify God the Father,
n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
and his word about Lord Jesus Christ. So in this move is going to be moving.
He shall be
in the single portion of the Spirit of the Lord. Where have you reached? And we shall see how you relate with him. For we know it.
1 Corinthians 3:19
says, we are co-workers together with God. And the church is his field and his household. And that's 2 Corinthians 6 and the verse 1. He says how we are workers together with God. So in the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, how they should be at all generations. That is the way the single portion will work. But when we enter in double portion of the Spirit of the Lord, then we go into creation. There is a creation involved.
It
means there are things we have to create in that time. For when he speaks in Psalms 104:30, he sends his spirit, they are created. Now we've gone from level of just bringing scriptures, and we focus on them, and there is no work following them from behind. For those who believe, there are signs that we follow them. So the signs which follow the Spirit of the Lord, they involve creating. For when God was creating heaven and earth, he never used the single portion of just speaking.
He
entered in double portion of creating.
Bible
says Psalms 104:30, and he says like this. Psalms 104:30. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. Yes. He sends his spirit, they are created. And he renews the face of the earth. No, the spirit does revival this time in double portion. He was the one who was there when things were being created. Now, because they need to be renewed,
I know kuteka mu kutonda.
He has to involve creating. There are things going to find he got wasted, ruined. He has to recreate them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you cannot just revive them. Because reviving, something is there but it got spoiled.
Restoring.
Restoring. It totally died and it ceased to be.
No chiza.
And you restore it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why you see in Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2, we see the spirit of the depth of the waters. Genesis chapter 1 from verse
1.
In the beginning God created heavens and the earth. Verse
2.
The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. When the Spirit of God spread upon the face of the waters, he was the one who was sent, they began to be created. But that I want to show you, he did it in double portion. Creation cometh from it's comments to see speak, just mere words of God. Not. It is word and power.
Yesu yebazibwe.
That is why you see.
We twogera ku batonda ku level eno.
When we speak of those creating on this level.
Tuulira katonda kigambo nti awatali yetu wali kyakolebwa.
We hear God the word that without him nothing was created.
Naye jukira naye gwe mwoyo.
But remember he too is the spirit.
Yitegeze okutonda kuno bakuteekamu amaanyi ga mirundi ebiri.
It means this creation they put in it.
Omwoyo wa mukama emirundi ebiri.
The spirit of God doubled.
Kigambo ngatonda.
And the word is creating.
Ati n'omwoyo mutukuvu ngatonda.
Even the Holy Spirit is creating.
Mu double portion.
A double portion.
Baba genda kozesa amaanyi agakubisiddwamu aga mwoyo wa mukama nga ye kennyini.
They are going to use power double the one of the spirit of the Lord himself.
Ni katonda kigambo.
Even God the word. Whom we know as the Son.
Kubanga naye mwoyo.
Because he too is a spirit.
Omanyi bwoba osoma.
You know when you read.
Mu Yokaani esuula esooka n'olusooka paka olwokusatu.
In John chapter 1 verse 1 and 3.
Owulira ku kigambo ng'ayogerwako ebigambo.
You hear of the word being spoken of these words.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Yokaani esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
John chapter 1 from verses 1.
Ku lubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo n'aba wali Katonda.
And the word was with God.
Kigambo n'aba Katonda.
And the word was God.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Oyo yaliwo ku lubereberye awali Katonda.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo.
All things were made by him.
Era awatali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
And without him was not anything made that was made. Yes. In the beginning was the word. Then the word was with God. And the word is God. They have told you. He was the one where this, the beginning where there was God. All things were made by him. And without him, nothing was created. But you remember, in the John chapter 1 verse 14, the word clothed flesh, and we saw him here as the Son, begotten of the Father. Yet in John 1, starting from verse 9, to reach in verse 11, he was in the world and the world was made by him. Yet we heard
Muzaburi
in the Psalms
104
verse 30, he sent his spirit, they were created. Now there is a double portion which was involved there working of the spirit of the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit. Yet even our Lord Jesus, who is known as the Word of the Son, he too is the Spirit. According to those in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 17, he says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo.
Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Our Lord himself the one, whom we know as the Son,
yes,
Christ Jesus, he is a spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There we are too.
Katuroza ntwali kulubereberi yaliwo yekanga mamide kunguru
kubuzibwa. You think in the beginning he was there alone hovering on the waters.
Mukama wafe gwe moyo.
Our Lord is the spirit.
Era moyo gwa mukama wafe.
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yaliwo wali mulubereberi.
He was there right at the beginning.
Chuvula ngaka kulubereberi waliwo chika.
That's why I say the beginning was the word.
Ati kulubereberi.
At the beginning. God created heavens and earth.
Omoyo wa mukama ngama mide kunguru kubuziba kumazi.
The Lord who oversaw the depth of the waters.
Waliwo ebintu ebikulu.
There are great things.
Ati ogenda kubiraba mu revival.
And you're going to see them in this revival. What surprises most? We can enter in double portion.
And
three of them appear even in the triple portion. Now this time,
tusubira kitaffe
okukola
n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
We expect our Father to work with the Holy Spirit.
Si ate kigambo kola na mwoyo omutukuvu.
Again the word to work with the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga baina gwe bategekera kigambo okudda.
Because there is the one they are preparing for. They are preparing for the word to come back.
Bategekera kigambo Yesu okudda.
Prepare for the word Jesus to come back on this world.
So chimba denyagalo kulingiza ako katono mu triple portion.
What I wanted to hint of you a little in the triple portion.
Inza kubera itya.
How can it be? That one joins the three of them.
Bonanga gwe moyo.
And all of them they are a spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nokubikuliro okukuru okuyinza okuddirira.
Even the great revelation which can follow.
Wakugambya bikula paka waguru weguru.
He told you he revealeth up to above the heavens.
Ndandikwa ne nkomeriro.
At the beginning at the end.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yenga bichawandika bwetuogera kukatono ku triple portion.
But as is written as we speak little on the triple portion.
Tuba kutukugambye.
We have told you.
Ndikatonda chitafi.
That God the Father.
Katonda chigambo
God the word
utumanyinga omwana
whom we know as the son
kama Yesu Kristo
our Lord Jesus Christ
ne katonda omwoyo
even God the spirit
na basa tubano bakanya muomu
these three agree in one
kubanga bava muomu
because they came from one
ye kitaffe
it's the father
basu buru okujja ne bakola
they can come and walk
bwichibe chita agisa
if it needed
kubanga okimanya omwoyo gwa mukama tebagufunza
you know the spirit of the Lord is not limited and restricted.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So mubale yokani soka.
So in the first John,
esuli yokutanyoro musango.
Chapter 5 verse 7.
Ayogera bwati kubajuru abana abasatu.
He speaks this on the three witnesses.
Ebaloye yokani chisoka esuli yokutano. Nolunyiriri olwo musango.
First John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga wali wabajuru abasatu mugulu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven.
Kitaffe omwana no moyo mutukuvu. Eranga bano abasatu bakanya muomu.
The Father, the Word and the Holy Spirit and the three are one.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwetuogera ku triple portion yo moyo wa mukama.
When we speak of triple portion of spirit of the Lord,
abagenda kujingiza mu nekitaffe.
Then is going to involve the Father.
Waruwa abamwa abaina Bible ezitali munyiririye
ruliri. There some who have a Bible which does not have that verse.
Na yeye kuisanga nyo King James version.
But you always use most the King James version.
Mbareyo kani soke sura kutanyura omusaba.
In the first John chapter 5 verse 7.
Okulaba anti waruwa abajuwa satu muguru.
See there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe
the Father,
omwana,
the Word.
Kitaffe
the Father,
kigambo gutumanyinga omwana.
The Word whom we know as the Son. Even the Holy Spirit and the three agree in one.
Ndi omwaso bulokuba yali wano.
That one can be perhaps here.
Ngo moyo wa mukama bwali wano.
Spirit of the Lord is here.
Bonani basindika amanyi muye.
And the three send their power in him.
Hii kitafu na sindika ne kigambo.
And the Father even the word, they send they multiply.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ne bakolera muomu.
And they walk through one.
Kubanga bava muomu.
Because they came from one.
Abamu abatalina echo oyinza okwisa Matayi sura ya 28.
Some who does not have that verse you can use Matthew 20 chapter 28.
Orunyi yora orwe 19.
From verse 19.
Wayogeranga agamba bwati.
When he speaks saying like this.
Matayi sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Matthew chapter 28 verses 19.
Kale mugende mufulama wanga gonna abayigirizwa.
Go you therefore and teach all nations.
Ngambabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Olinyola 22.
Verse 20.
Ngamoba yigirizwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abade ayizu kutankana mukubikwatagana ne abasatu bano.
One who was still doubting concerning these three.
Wango ruwa inzo gamba olunyiriri ngati luliyo mbalo yokane soke suli yokuta.
There is one who can say that verse is not there in 1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Unyiro musambu nga agamba.
And the verse 7 says.
Wango ruwa bajula basatu mugu.
For there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Kigambo.
The Word.
Utumanyinga omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Abakanya mu mukubanga bava mu omu.
And they agree in one for they came from one.
Yechitafi.
That's the Father.
Kati Mataya biri munana.
Now Matthew chapter 28 verses 19. He repeats to explain you the same thing. That even when you're being baptized, you're baptized to enter in the name of the Father. The Son, whom we know as the Word, and the Holy Spirit, yet still remember, this is where he says you will be baptized with the Spirit. Still you can be baptized with the Spirit of the Lord as Him, and you baptize the Spirit and His Lord the Word in the double portion,
and
you get baptized with Him, the Spirit, God the Father, for He too is the Spirit. The Father is the Spirit. If you read the John chapter
4 verse 24,
John chapter
4 verses 24,
God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. Yes, God the Father Himself is the Spirit, and He has the fullness of the seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But still we told you of even God the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a Spirit. Did you read well 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 17, when we were told like this? Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now our Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. In John chapter 4 verse 24, God the Father is a Spirit.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verses 17, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is known as the Word of God, He too is the Spirit, yet still there is a Spirit.
So
they can multiply the Spirit of the Lord. Because the Word, when He first came from the Father, then the Spirit came from the two. According to John 1:1. John chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. In the beginning was the Word, to meaning that the Word was in God the Father. That's why he said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. He was in Him. He came from Him. Those are most explained when we've gone in triple portion. That's why there have been a long time in the world, and those words do not explain how they happened. But after the Word came from the Father and He manifested, and He too is God, both of them, out of them came the Spirit, and He too is called God. According to those in Romans 8, verses 8 and 9, and He says like this, Romans chapter 8, verses 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But if so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Yes. But you are of God.
But
the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. That's the Spirit of God the Father.
In
explaining this, if a man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Then
what we speak of God the Spirit,
God
the Spirit of the Lord, in his portion came from the two.
It
came from God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, him who came direct from the Father. You've understood me well. All those are most explained when you've entered triple portion, which happened in the beginning. Above the heavens, at the beginning. Those, the Spirit of the Lord alone,
that
how he works in single portion, in double portion, even the triple portion. In the single portion, he reveals to us the scriptures, which reveal even things we have not heard yet,
things
we have not seen,
that
have never entered in our hearts.
In
double portion, he enters in creation. In triple portion,
in
double portion, he enters creating, and they work together the word we know as the Son, together with the Holy Spirit. But in triple portion, the Father intervenes. And here is where we know
Chitafi,
the Father, how he began with his words,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How did the Spirit of the Lord come from them? All those as we've reached above the heavens,
it's
the beginning and the end. Because that is God.
So
the one who speaks, I am the beginning and the end. All those are of the Spirit of the Lord. In the three levels. But remember, the Spirit of the Lord is not limited. According to Micah chapter 2, verses
6,
he speaks saying like this. Micah chapter 2, verses 6.
Temuanga bunabi.
Prophesy not, they say them that prophesy. They shall not prophesy to them that they shall not be ashamed. Verse 7.
All
you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord limited? Are these his doings?
Ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambula n'obugolokofu.
Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Omoyo gwa Mukama tegufunda.
The Spirit of the Lord never gets limited.
Yajule guru nensi.
He fills up heavens and earth.
Mu single portion.
In the single portion.
Butudda
when we come to double portion, we go in the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, he too is the Spirit. And we go above the heavens. When we go to God the Father, and he too is the Spirit, and we go beyond above the heavens, in the everlasting. That is how he moves. Those have spoken them in the brief summary. As we move on to show you the working of Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God. In the single portion,
double portion,
in the triple portion, the revival which is being awaited for to move here in the nation of Uganda 2022 that we head on to.
So that
we've been able to summarize in the brief these seven spirits, the spirit of the Lord, how he works in those three portions, and you have heard. So let's move on in the spirit of wisdom. I show you the spirit of wisdom, how he can work in single portion, in double portion,
then triple portion,
even to look into the triple portion. How can he there work?
So single portion,
so in single portion, the spirit of wisdom does not
deal
any other wisdom except to destroy things, when you use the only wisdom in the word of God. If you are to speak wisdom in this generation, in this final work of this planet Earth, revival,
in
the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth as they were, to be known as they were, as they should be, as they are going to be all generations, the spirit of wisdom, you are going to see him from here in the word of God. Then we prove that this one is being filled,
or is
being filled with the single portion of the spirit of wisdom, according to those in Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 8 to 9. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verses 8. How do you say we are wise? And the law of the Lord is with us.
No,
certainly he made it false. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verse
9.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed. They are caught. Lord, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes. They have rejected the word of the Lord. What wisdom is within them? What do you have to know? In the single portion, whether you're being filled it or it is being filled already, of the spirit of wisdom, you have to be in the word of the Lord, in the scriptures. There is no story neither any other books. Jeremiah 8 verse 8 says, this right pen of the scribes has written lies. Do not trust any other books. Let's trust the book of the Lord, the word of God, the holy scriptures. And if you grow in the spirit, they tell you that from the childhood of salvation, from the childhood of being filled with the spirit, mostly that of wisdom, you have to know scriptures. According to those in the Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 up to 17.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14.
Na yegwe beranga mwebio biwaiga no tegerera dala.
But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing whom you have learned them. Verse
15.
And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. Yes. Hold into the things you knew. You know those teaching you how they are. The one teaching us is God.
See,
is he not who sent the scriptures?
Aita moyo wa
he passed through the spirit of the Lord.
Is
the one fulfilling Isaiah 48 verse 17. Behold, I'm going to teach you how to profit.
And
we'll show you the way you have to head on to. That's why he has told you.
2 Timothy 3:14.
That continue the things those you've learned. And you are assured of those who taught you how they are. You know the Father. You know the Word. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Even
Spirit of the Lord, those who brought the scriptures. And he said, right from a child you knew the Holy Scriptures. Those we can able to make you wise. That's the spirit of wisdom. Scriptures which can make you wise and you reach it to salvation. If you are to save your life, yours and for the others, don't get out of the scriptures. Them alone can make you wise to save your life, to reach you in real salvation. Now we can see you
in
the single portion, which is being filled or already filled of the spirit of wisdom, and you know the scriptures right from childhood of entering salvation of newly born again. And when they say grow in the spirit, grow in the spirit of the Lord as we first saw, and you grow in one of wisdom with the seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Knowing this scriptures, he explains this in Timothy. Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And
it's
profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. The scriptures, they have inspiration of God. If you tell me Romans 8:14, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Perhaps
all along you never knew which spirit leads you.
It's
the real spirit of wisdom.
For
wisdom defends the one who owns it.
Only
when you read Romans 8:14, I've not read the entire spirit. You have only read the one of wisdom. They are the scriptures. That's why I say it. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the scriptures, they have they are inspired by God. Sure. When you move by them, you are being led by the spirit of wisdom. And they're going to profit in these things. Read for us, we see. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine. You want to teach the gospel? Don't waste time to start when you do not have meaningful scriptures. They must hold wisdom. The second. Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
It's
profitable for doctrine. For reproof. Yes. You rebuke.
It's
part of revival. For in revival there is involving rebuking. Why have you done this yet? It was meant to be like this. Now take it back to its order. If you have no scriptures, you cannot do revival. You cannot rebuke others, they committed sins, or they did it wrongly, or in a wrong way, when you do not have scriptures. So there is no revival you can make when you don't have no scriptures. Second Timothy 3:16.
era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga,
it's profitable for doctrine,
olw'okunenyanga,
for reproof,
olw'okutereezanga,
for correction.
Ugenda tereza ki?
What are you going to correct?
Oliviving ki?
And you revive what?
Restoring ki?
And you restore what? When you do not have scriptures. If you want to correct things which have gotten faulty, for revival is beginning. What are you going to correct when you have not scriptures? Not to have scriptures, it means you have not wisdom.
For
wisdom alone is in the word, that of God, the Holy Scriptures, those which make you wise. That you can do correction, and you have what to preach, you have what to rebuke, you have what to correct. Then the fourth, Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. Everyone will instruct things and they are in righteousness, as they were meant to be, as they should be, as they will be, for that is the righteousness.
But
without righteousness, no one will see God.
If
God knew heavens, new earth, found above the heavens, where righteousness dwells, it does not end here, as things should be.
Tuina chosobola kuteeka okulongosa.
That thing you can correct and you prove that it's the way it was, it should be how it will be when you have not scriptures.
And bwechali banabwe bachogera.
It was prophet spoken.
Bwechali abatume bachogera.
How it was apostle spoken.
Bwechili bera bo tulino chogera.
How it will be is the way we should speak it. As prophet spoke it, and apostles.
The
foundation we planted are of apostles and the prophets. Sure. Now for every work, the good work that we are going to,
within
of revival and restoring all things, knowing the way they were, the way they should be, and how they will be, we must be filled scriptures and equipped for every good work inside there. In revival there are many works involved.
When
tell the greatest and the last revival
of
restoring all things, you have scriptures. For example, when you touch and handle what is church, how is it built, how is it standing, must have scriptures for that. Why church is not a building? You must be filled with scriptures well. Hell, Satan is not in charge of it. Angel Abaddon of the chains, must have scriptures explain that. Hell, it's not the lake of fire. Hell, it's a prison of evil spirits. It's working even now. The lake of fire, it will work after judgment is finished. And you have the scripture for that. Heaven is not one.
But
there are even the third heaven.
And
you have scriptures for that. My friends, there is even above the heavens. And you have scriptures. Above the heavens, what is there?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now the works we are going to do, they are many. But in finishing there, they say, in Timothy, he says this, the scriptures, if you have them, you're filled in single portion.
You're
able to do every good work in this revival. Let's read, we see.
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 17,
that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes,
it's
filled up scriptures well, you have gotten perfected.
For
every good work in the revival.
For
God's final work on this planet Earth. That
had to do
in the short time, even in righteousness.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you have not scriptures,
friends,
there is no work you're going to do in that revival going to start. Year 2022.
But
that is the wisdom of God. It is the word of God. Which fulfills everything you want. It was attached on even angels. The Psalms 103, verses 20. Angels, the mighty ones, they fulfill the word of God. It's going to help you have everything you need for every good work. For these are scriptures. And if you want to be in the spirit of wisdom,
it is not
usual wisdom, they are words of God.
That's
why he told us John 6:63. The words I say to you, they are spirit. Let's read, we hear. John chapter 6, verse 63. It's the spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You want to prove to us you are in the spirit? Don't close your eyes. We want the Holy Scriptures. The words of God. And we prove you are in the spirit. You know, people, you close your eyes. And you shed both tears.
Mostly
the moment of worship and praise. That we think you are in the spirit.
But
we want when you are in the scriptures there, when you will cry, we shall say he's in the real spirit. But you know, always the body in crying, things which cause joy and which cause anger, it cries. How can you realize then you are in the spirit? To understand you are in the spirit, they are scriptures. It is the spirit of wisdom. Nowhere you deceive me, you are in the spirit of wisdom. When there are no scriptures, there is no word of God. So that's single portion
working
of the spirit of wisdom.
To
have been prepared with the scriptures for every good work. That the Lord God's word, he told the evangelist Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, how they should be,
and
how they will be all generations.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. Let me enter a little in double portion of the spirit of wisdom. For he too is entered into to create.
Is
you create using the word of God. For it is active and working.
Say,
as it is written, I want it to be
yes.
In the name of Jesus. And it happens. As we've now
checking
check foundations of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he speaks in the Job chapter
11.
Verse 5, speaking of the portion of wisdom.
Job
chapter 11, verses 5.
Naye Katonda singa yogedde nayasamye emimwa gye erigwe.
But all that God would speak and open his lips against you. Verse 6.
Era singa okolekeza ebyama ebyamagezi.
And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom.
Ngaganga eri nyingi mu kukola okw'amaanyi.
That they are double to that which is known. Yes. There is a wisdom and it's in double portion. In the single portion filled up well, it fills you wisdom that in the word, the scriptures, you can do every good work.
But when we enter double portion,
Job 11 verse 5,
David
open up his mouth, speak like this,
he'll
show you secrets of wisdom.
They are
multiplied double on that which is there. That rightful which is there, there are scriptures. When he enters double, we've gone to creation. Everything we lay hold of it from foundation. Means that to the face, the way we bring it back, restore it. We base in the Holy Scriptures. Because in Proverbs chapter
3,
in the verse
19,
by wisdom we lay the foundations of the earth. Let's read you here. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19. The Lord, by wisdom, has founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. Now you see, he established the foundation of the earth by wisdom. When we are in wisdom, you know, when you see Holy Spirit in the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 2
is
over the depth of the waters. You may not see the one of wisdom involved, but he was involved in the fullness. For he has told you the Proverbs 3 verse
19,
the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. Are you to go here in Genesis chapter
1
verses 9 and down,
that
let there be the dry land,
and the
spirit of wisdom intervened to lay those foundations. Water be separated from the dry land, gathered in one place, we make a dry land. Wisdom is right there. Now there's no foundation you're going to hide from us. Anything on this world and the entire heavens, even above the heavens, when we are in the wisdom of the word, when we enter it in double portion, we search foundation of every single thing. Means in revival we really work. Revival with real scriptures. In restoration or restore foundation, we check foundations which
God respects.
We bring them back. That's why he speaks in Isaiah that you will be one who restore foundations.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You read me Isaiah
58
verses 12. Isaiah chapter 58 verses
12.
And they from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of bleach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Yes. One who restores old wasted foundations. That is wisdom. Today, though you change a human DNA, we pray in wisdom, the word will restore it the way it was. Yes. We go in foundations as we pass wisdom in the word. Command the creation of foundation of things and restore them. Something you've moved to understand. Even place of the wisdom double is not on the world. Above the heavens where the most created foundations of the earth. I can pray as I ask from the foundation of wisdom. According to those in the Job chapter 28, verses 12. And he asks as he says like this. Job chapter 28, verses 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Verse 13. Man knows not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. Yes. You've heard it. Is it
here?
Here it passes via scriptures. But when it was making foundations
of
heavens and earth,
it
based above the heavens. According to Job, chapter 28, verse 23 up to 24, he speaks like this. Job chapter 28, verse
23.
God understands its way, and he knows its place. Verse 24. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven. Yes. Base is above the heavens. We can base there, we say. Basing to where the place of wisdom sits above the heavens. It's what base to create this and this. As it's written here and here. We ask this to be revived to life. There we've moved to another level.
Would
have spoken much, but time is not allowing me. But when we enter triple portion of wisdom,
they
end up telling you God himself is the wisdom. You speak of the Father. You speak of the word himself is the wisdom. You speak of the Spirit himself. If you have scriptures, you have a voice of God himself, you work with God, you speak things in another level,
and
they can tell you speak like one owning authority. That's why it's in the First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 24. Spoke this on that issue. First Corinthians, chapter
1,
verse
24. Christo, manyiga katonda.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes. That is the wisdom. Now God, self is the three agree in one. The Father, the word we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wisdom. You know when you've spoken in Christ alone as the word of God. He said it came in the scroll written about him. If you can listen to the scriptures, you'll hear God himself. You have connected straight with him. Let's read we hear. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 7.
Nendio kanjogera antirabanzize, mumuzingo gwechitabo echampandi kwako, okola byoyagala ayi katonda.
Then said I, lo, come, in the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will, O God. Yes. Scroll the book, you know, you've connected straight well with God, the Word, known as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. If you can hear the voice speaking, for scriptures speak of him.
He
is the image of the invisible glory of the Father.
It
means he too have spoken of him. Scriptures that are spirit. Still you speak of the Holy Spirit. Told you in triple portion of spirit of wisdom. You speak with God himself. And since from level of hearing him in the scriptures, and you meet one on one, and you speak with each other. That's why he told the Jews in John chapter 5, verse 39, and he said like this. John chapter 5, verses 39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Scriptures speak and testify of him. If you've held the well level of triple portion, going to connect with God officially. You see him eye on one. You see him face on face to face. That's why he ended up saying Proverbs chapter
8.
Wisdom brings out his voice. I would have spoken many things. I show you God the Father how he speaks in the scriptures. And I show you God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, how he speaks in the scriptures. I show you Holy Spirit how he speaks in the scriptures. And you discover the speech. For the sheep of God, they know his voice.
He
speaks in the John chapter 10. But you first know it through scriptures, that's another level. That's why I told you.
We
speak of single portion. Double portion. And we also enter triple portion. Yes. To exceed. We know God can give spirit without measure. And we go beyond there, go to everlasting.
So
most of those on the spirits remaining were the spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, the one of might, that of knowledge, and of fear of God. In single portion, double portion, and triple portion. Wait them in the next part. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, for putting in action, and to spread the whole world as the Bible has to move. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Amen.